Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Be Here for a While. I have one of my favorite people on the podcast. You guys probably already know who she is from her very famous podcast, Adderall and Compliments. She is hands down probably one of, if not the funniest person I know. And I am so proud of her for everything that she's doing with her podcast. You guys are going to love her. Annabelle DeSisto.
Hi, that was such an unbelievably nice intro.
I didn't even write it. I just said it on the spot because that's what I think.
Man, all those Second City classes are paying off.
I mean, listen, they better. It's been a year and several thousand dollars.
I give you so much credit. You know I never even make it to my second improv class.
Now, is the story of the when you were wearing your improv clothes going to class, was it to Second City?
Yep.
Do you want to tell that story? We need to explain where Second City is located. It's located on Hollywood Boulevard, where if you don't live in LA, you might think like, oh my God, it's cool. It's where the stars of the Hollywood Walk of Fame is. It is the scariest place in Los Angeles, just short of Skid Row. Like, it's not a safe area.
Yeah, imagine Skid Row, but with off-brand Elmos and Superman.
And a random H&M and a Hooters.
Yeah.
There's a couple, it's like Times Square, but worse.
Yeah, it is.
More homeless people, which, God bless them. Good for them. They're free. But it's just dirty,
it's
too.
It's the urinal cake of Los Angeles.
Basically. So that's what it looks like, but that's where Second City is located, the school, which is an improv school that like a lot of the SNL people came out of, more so in like the Chris Farley times, but it's what I like to do. So Annabelle signed up for a class there years ago.
I signed up for an improv class, and the first rule of improv, you know, it's like, say yes to life. And I was like, yeah, new year, new me. Yes to more things. So in improv class, you're moving around and you're doing all these physical things. So they really stress like wear improv clothes that don't, you know, hinder your movement. And so you can express yourself.
And you don't want to be too like sexy in improv, like no heels.
Yeah. You can't wear bandage dresses to improv.
Which is your favorite thing.
And I was like, okay.
I guess I'll have to shop.
I guess I'll have to go buy some improv clothes. I felt like I was going to like Sports Authority and buying gym clothes. And so I bought jeans, ballet flats, and like a cardigan from the Lauren Conrad Kohl's collection.
I used to have something from that.
And so I thought I was improv worthy. I wasn't wearing a flannel, which is the improv uniform.
Sometimes I wear flannels
or
hooded sweatshirts.
So I was like, all right, yeah, improv clothes. I'm psyching myself up to go in.
You wore day makeup.
Yeah,
probably.
I wore day makeup, which day makeup for me is like prom level makeup or Halloween drag queen costume makeup for everybody else. But to me, I'm like, I'm wearing very natural fake eyelashes.
You actually don't really wear that much makeup anymore.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I thought I was one of the people.
Yeah, no one's going to notice.
So I'm walking up to my first class on Hollywood Boulevard, and these two young, I will not call them gentlemen, these two young at-risk youths.
Maybe smoking marijuana.
Of America. One was wearing
the gateway drug.
Yeah. So they are coming at me, and all of a sudden I hear, hey, are you a man? Are you a man? And I assume that there is a man walking behind me, because I would never think that they're,
you don't look like a man,
talking to me as I'm dressed like, I don't know, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And then I realized they're talking to me. I was like, no, I'm a woman. And I went, oh, well, you're ugly.
Oh my God,
you
are so mean.
So ugly. And I just looked, I was like, okay, like, you're wearing a SpongeBob tall tee. Like, want to be like Malibu's most wanted. Like it was, I was.
These are the scumbags that hang out in Hollywood. You just get yelled at by crazy
like,
people.
You ugly. Damn. And started like laughing and then walked away. And I was just like, so I have to like go up the stairs of Second City and I go into my first class.
Who
and I'm like,
cares what those scumbags think? Like,
zip, zap, zap. I'm a secretary working in an office, like, or whatever bullshit. Yeah.
Give us a suggestion of a location where these two people would be working.
Yeah. Give me a suggestion where I can kill myself. Like, so I was crying the whole first class.
Did you ever go back?
No.
It's hard to be on that street going in there. I get it. I mean, it's scary.
Yeah. I have PTSD. From that area, so I refuse to go to anywhere around it, any improv class, even just seeing your pictures of you at Second City, I'm like, oh, it shivers. And I'm like, I hope she doesn't run into them.
I've had people, every week that I'm there, there's someone that yells at me or like, I almost got arrested recently.
Ooh.
There's a, like a mini mart across the street from Second City where I buy my like water every day. And I was, and they know, they recognize me at this point. I'm obviously not a criminal. And I went up to the counter and I was buying a bottle of water and a pack of gum. This is under $5. So, you know, let's relax a little. And I saw one of my friends walking down the street and I hadn't gotten to the checkout line. And I just started to run after to say hi. Obviously, I wasn't trying to steal the merchandise. And then I like realized quickly and then I ran back in and the guy like started screaming at me. I was like, I wasn't actually going to steal it. Like I'm a young white girl
that's what you Winona Ryder is. Yeah,
it's water and gum.
Like, pack of gum.
And he was like, he's basically threatened to
Did it make you feel alive though?
Well, I felt very dangerous. You know, I felt like a bad girl. Like maybe I should get a tattoo now.
I mean, the thrill of stealing birdseed from Ralph's still is in me.
Have you done that?
Oh yeah, I used to do it when I lived at an apartment. I don't live there anymore, but for 5 years I lived at this apartment and I fed birds and squirrels like I was a Disney princess. Although instead of looking like a Disney princess,
you do look like a Disney princess.
It's adorable when they do it. When they have, you know,
no,
little,
it's not because they break into song.
The little
There's
mice helping
more than that.
You know how much I hate independent music. It's adorable when they have like squirrels and birds and doves on their porch and little mice helping them get ready. When
look
I
old
do
woman
it
from Home Alone.
Yeah, I look I look like the pigeon guy. I look like a one woman Grey Gardens because I'm not even lucky enough to live with my mother or have a daughter. I'm by myself and just sitting there like these are my birds. And so that's what I had going for me. And when I go to Ralph's, it's like, you know, I'm already spending $300 or whatever. And when it came to the $1.99 bag of birdseed, I'm like, no, I'm not paying for this. Yeah. I'm giving back to the earth. I'm giving back to the
they
planet.
They should be donating it to you.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for this. I'm feeding the world. So, yeah, I'm like, no, I'm not going to pay for this. I'm not going to, listen, I'm not going to give it to the
it
man.
It seems very great. Very Grey Gardens to steal birdseed as well.
Yeah, and when my dad found out I was doing it, I was like, yeah, I steal birdseed. And he's like, no, you can't do that. And I was like, no, I can. And he's like, I was like, oh,
that's where you draw the line
of when they're like, no, I'm entitled to it, yes. Which is, I have such entitlement issues. I'm like, Ralph's owes me.
Why the $1.99 though?
It was just because I'm like,
the birds need it. You were doing it for the birds. It was like a Robin Hood thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stealing from the rich to give to the poor.
Yeah. You know, stealing from the Ralph's family fortune
to give to these poor birds.
It's like, listen, what we've done to the planet, yeah, I'm not going to pay for that. Not at all. So, yeah, I stole birdseed for like 5 years.
5 years? You had a good run.
Yeah, I had a really good run.
You didn't get caught?
No.
This might be a future criminal future.
Although
for you.
I was starting to get concerned where, because I would do it in self-checkout, and then they started putting a guard at the self-checkout.
And you were like, they're on to me.
And so I would wait till somebody, because
I owe them a total of $40 over these 5 years.
Exactly.
And I am not going to pay it.
They'll never get me. Yeah, so I'd wait till somebody had a problem with self-checkout. Because you always think self-checkout, you're like, oh, I'm going to avoid human interaction by doing self-checkout.
It never works.
It's going to be faster.
It never works.
And then you're like, this took longer than just waiting in line. And I've, in fact, had to have more human interaction because they had to send the manager over to stop the beeping.
Yes.
So I'd wait till somebody got involved with that, put the birdseed in the thing.
Oh,
walk out.
It was a distraction.
Yeah. Felt very like Kaiser Soze of like.
You may have a future in criminal activity, really.
I really, the Sicilian's deep in me.
So tell everyone how we met, because your story is better than mine. We met through comedy, obviously, but.
I'm surprised that you are friends with me to begin with. If I had been you, I wouldn't be friends with me. Well, for like, many reasons, but especially the way we met.
I was like so excited when I saw you two. I was like, oh my God, she's like so pretty and she's doing comedy. Like, we're going to be best friends. Annabelle thought something totally different.
Okay, so this was my first time ever hosting a show. I had been on comedy shows, but I had never been the host of one. And we were having this big show at the Comedy Store in the main room. And I was really, really nervous about hosting because this woman, she chose me to host like a month ago.
Yeah.
So she knew it was coming. I wasn't a fill-in last, like yeah. last minute. Where right before I'm supposed to go on stage, and this woman is, she always has meltdowns right before the show, on any show. But she came up to me, and she's French, and she's like, just so you know, the host sets the vibe for the whole show, and the host is supposed to be universally likable, so I don't think this is going to go well.
You were like, why'd you ask me?
And I was like, great pep talk. So I'm already feeling pretty good. And I turn around, and like the show's about to start, and I see this beautiful girl in a black cocktail dress with legs that are amazing. I scan her up and down. We have red Louboutins on. Legs for days. Hervé Léger dress. Giant Chanel purse.
Matching Chanel purse with yours.
And then I get to the face. And I'm like, no, nope. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, miss. The audience sits outside in the seats. This is backstage where the performers go. The audience sits, you know, in front of the stage. And I was like, bless this, you know, sweet little Sports Illustrated model who's, you know, God doesn't give with both hands, you know. It's fine. She doesn't have to know where audience sits. When you look like that, no one's going to be mad at it. And you look at me, you're like, oh no, I'm a comedian. I'm sorry, what? You're like, yeah, I'm on the show. It's so nice to meet you. I'm Rachel. I was like, I'm sorry, what? Because as you were talking, it was like the teacher in Charlie Brown, because it was like, wah, 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 wah. And your mouth is moving. And all I can do is silently scream in my head like, no, this is my thing. And you're like, it's so nice to meet you. And I was like, it's very nice to meet you. I'm definitely not having a rage stroke because, you know, comedy is sort of, you know, Chanel and comedy is sort of my thing.
Yeah.
Next, you're going to tell me you have a urinary tract infection, too. I mean, this is kind of for me.
I've not seen one comedian with a Chanel purse besides me.
So I wanted to Tanya Harding you. I wanted to kill you. And then it's time for me to host, as I've already been told it's going to go terribly. And then I see you and you're like a walking Pinterest board for people, and then you're like, oh yeah, I'm hilarious and smart. I'm like, no, you're not. Nope, that's too much.
This is not gonna work.
No, there's needy people out there who don't have looks or personality or Chanel, and it's not fair. So I start the show, and Lisa was right, it was not going well.
No, you were hilarious.
Not
my
a good
still
host
remembers your set. Honestly, my mom's seen you do stand up once and she remembers your set. You're,
well,
hilarious.
My mom would remember the comedian, too, if I had somebody had introduced her daughter like that. So it comes time for me to introduce Rachel. And once again, when she was being polite and introducing herself to me backstage, I was not listening because I was just trying to figure out how I could trick her to get into the staircase and I could push her down. I could pull a showgirls and push her down. No me Malone it, because I can't accept this. I'm on stage. And it's time for me to introduce Rachel. I'm like, okay, so your next comedian, and I look at you off stage and you're waiting in the wings, you're sitting there smiling. I was like, yeah, your next comedian, you know what? I didn't even bother to learn her name. I don't know, it's something O'Brien, Conan O'Brien, Brian the dog from Family. I don't know. Why don't you just come on out? Why don't you just come on out? You know your name. And I put the microphone back in the stand and walked away. That was the intro I gave Rachel.
How did we end up becoming friends? But I didn't notice you were being rude. I just thought that you didn't remember my name, which I was like, all right, whatever.
Well, no, I honestly didn't, because I'm just like, I was in such a blind, just I was stunned and angry meeting you and confused. It was just so many emotions that, yeah, I couldn't introduce. I mean, like, yeah, the girl who owns my Chanel bag, which is kind of my thing.
Yours is a double flap, though, so you have that.
You know, it doesn't take the sting out any less.
It helps a little.
And I looked at your Louboutins and was like, those are real Louboutins.
Of course they are.
I thought I was getting Louboutins for Christmas. And, of course, my mom got them on eBay from China. And they were like Fubutons, like Charlotte Russe, like kitten heels that somebody had painted like maroon at the bottom. I was like, these aren't even the right color.
You're crazy.
So
how did we end up becoming friends after that?
I don't
though?
Know, because if somebody introduced me like that,
how are we even around each other after that though?
Through comedy. That was the only way. And I remember
just doing stand up on shows together, or like through hanging out with comedy friends?
I think through hanging out with comedy friends. And then I realized
we went to a mic together, maybe at the Haha.
I realized how funny and sweet you were. And so, like, you're one of the funniest people I know, but you're also one of Thanks. The most generous and caring people, where you're like, no, you were clearly unattractive when you were young. Even like when you,
oh, yeah,
when
monster.
You tell that to people, people are like, no, you can't be, look at you. But when you meet Rachel, or, and you guys have listened to her, nobody is that funny and nice if, you know, no one would choose to be that way. Like, you had to develop that. If
well,
she,
yeah.
if you always looked
survival
like this,
skills
yeah,
involved.
You didn't have the choice. You had to develop a personality and be nice. And then you, you know, became a swan.
We share that as children.
Yeah, because as far
I
as we
think
knew.
You were as big as me, though.
We were both, well, yeah, we were dumpster fires. And we didn't know that that fire was going to be, like, extinguished. Like, we.
I was like, I am attractive.
I just loved like, your confidence.
No, I'm talking about when I was younger.
And still you had confidence.
Oh, so much. Probably more than I have now.
It's really incredible.
Didn't you, though? You had confidence?
I had confidence at the beginning because I was an only child, so I had nobody to tell me that I was disgusting.
Well, my parents didn't tell me either.
Because my parents told me I was the most beautiful girl in the world.
My parents did the same. They didn't stop me from wearing like a size 6 Abercrombie skirt to school and like a crop top. Someone should have stopped me. But Carl Hurtick was the first one to be like, why are you so fat and wear your shirt so small? I was like, why are you so short, Carl? I didn't know. I thought they looked good.
And like, I can lose weight, Carl. You can stretch your bones. So
I think they actually gave him growth hormones. That's not nice. Rachel, be nice.
Rachel, you're hot. You don't have to be nice.
But the fact that you're mean are awful.
The fact that you choose to be nice. The thing is, you do way more than you have to, which is really admirable. Like,
so do you.
You know what? You could just look like you, but you choose to be funny and smart and nice. You're doing so much more work than you have to. It's really honorable.
Well, because I know it could change at any time. I've seen what it could be.
That's true.
I've seen what I could revert back to.
Yeah, you should drive
pregnancy,
safely.
Yeah, pregnancy is going to be rough on me. I know what it looks like to wait.
Wait, you mean rough on your surrogate, right?
Yeah, I should probably have one. Because I know that what I look like with some extra weight on me, and it's not pretty. It is not a pretty thing.
I do love the idea that you can eat for two. So in my case, I'd be eating for four since I already eat for two.
Me too.
I would love the idea. I love that pregnancy, like pregnant people have such an excuse. And I want that excuse, but I don't want the kid at the end.
Well, if you're going to, but Annabelle, if you're going to marry these people that you're aiming for, they want kids. Unless they are already over it.
The only way I'm having a kid is if it's an ATM baby. That is the only way.
What's that mean?
Well, it's not my.
Oh,
Wendy
like
Williams,
marry someone
yes.
like, Wendy, like I, wealthy so that you get the.
Exactly. I learned Wendy Williams. I learned ATM baby from my queen, Wendy Williams.
Okay, so I never watched TV. Or I didn't, at least when I was dating John. But now that I'm like alone in my apartment, sometimes I turn it on. Otherwise, I just wander around and listen to music and like talk to myself. So I was
in
like,
your
I better.
Dance space.
Yeah, it's my dance space. I have this dining room area in my new apartment, and I refuse to get a table and sit at it by myself So I just tell everyone it's my dance space. But my mom is visiting and she wants to get me a table. Annabelle thinks I should accept it. But I'm like, what am I going to sit at it by myself? How depressing. And then where will I dance? Where will I spread my wings? The only thing I like to do is listen to music.
You can do watch on TV. Down.
But I watched Wendy Williams the other day during the day, and she's adorable.
I love her.
Her figure's amazing. Why does it look like that?
She is so skinny in person.
Well, she's skinny on TV.
And she's like shaped like a giant, like a capital P, and I love her.
She's awesome.
She is my idol. I went to her book signing. My mom and I flew to Las Vegas. We've been to her show, but even before we went to her TV show, we flew to Las Vegas just to see her do stand-up.
Does she do stand-up?
She wanted, I think for her 50th birthday, she wanted to get over her fear, so she did a one-woman stand-up show.
Oh, was she good?
She's hilarious. Amazing.
Yeah.
And she didn't tell, like, set up jokes. It was more just storytelling.
Yeah.
And she sat down the whole time, which is what I would do.
Yeah, who wants to stand?
I was just like, this is the worst part of this job. And I put job in front because you don't make any money. or I did. When it cost me money to do. But yeah, she was fantastic. I love her.
Oh, she's amazing. So you went to New York recently for...
I wish to see Wendy Williams.
Well, yeah. You went to hang out with your mom.
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't see your Snapchat. Jacqueline did. You went on a shopping spree, which is amazing. It's yes. So much fun with your mom.
It was an end of the year bonus for my investors.
Yeah. Well, you got it. You put in the work this year.
Yes.
You're the owner of a cement company.
I worked very hard. Steel construction.
Yeah. Do you want to expand on that?
You know, as a CEO, I don't want to give too much away. You know, charts and graphs and PowerPoint.
It's very complicated. Yeah.
Synergy.
Yeah. I wouldn't understand. Synergy.
Are these all business words? Yeah. Pie charts, you know.
You're just throwing out keywords.
That you've Microsoft
heard
Excel.
Like, yeah. I was just going to say that you've like heard on like a PowerPoint presentation.
Shark Tank. It's kind of, I think I explained it pretty well.
Business owner, money laundering. No, that's illegal. Maybe not in the Sicilian family world.
Well, birdseed laundering.
But you also went there because you had a lunch date. I love this. Okay, I'm going to out Annabelle because I don't care because I love her and I know that she's going to end up with someone like amazing. But you spent a lot of time being afraid of dating people or being too picky,
yes.
Maybe?
Afraid.
A little bit too picky. They had to be like specifically very funny, even if they weren't.
Oh yeah,
like attractive.
Yeah, you.
I'm actually more like they don't have to be they don't have to be funny or attractive, or have money. just joking. John was amazing. So was Robbie. Actually, well, they were all great. But and Devin. Sorry, I'm just gonna list them all.
Yeah, we get it, Rachel. You've had relationships. Way to brag.
I just went back to like when I was like 18 years old, by the way.
You named more people there than I've
That was like dated. If you named like Charlie, someone in the middle that I'm not going to name from comedy. And then, well, all right, this guy, whatever. Doesn't matter. So you also went out there for a date with an older gentleman.
I did.
How old is he again?
59.
Okay. So I kept going back between 69 and 59 in my head.
Although 69 would have been fine. The only rule I have with age is, well, number one, they cannot be younger than me.
No, God, no.
They absolutely.
I couldn't imagine you dating someone younger than
35. I don't even want somebody like 3 years older than me. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I need.
What about like 35? That's still too young for you?
Well, no, that's the youngest I'll go.
Yeah.
Still, I want them circling the drain.
Yeah.
59 was too
because you're used to being alone, so in the later years of your life you kind of just want to be alone again. Like you'll spend like maybe 15-20 years with someone.
What
And then it's back to me.
Oh no. I want 15 to 20 minutes max. 15 to 20 days. I know. How long was Anna Nicole Smith with her guy?
Several months, at least a year.
God, she's a hero.
Yeah, she's an angel.
I want one circling the drain with like an absentee Jamaican nurse who's not there a lot, who's not there protecting him.
Who's going to do what she's got to do for you to maybe speed up the process.
Exactly. You know, she's going to be on
drugs.
She's going to be on the lookout. I'm going to hold the pillow.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Help him go over the rainbow bridge.
Yeah.
After we have signed
the proper papers.
Yes. Yeah. Updated, you know, his will. And then help him cross over peacefully.
She's joking because she actually liked the person she went on a date with. But we're not going to say who it is. So you went on a date in New York.
Yes. As long as they're younger than my dad. My dad is 70. They can't be younger than 20. Can't be younger than 27.
No, God, or no. Might as well date James Kennedy if that's the
older
case.
Than 69.
Okay. There you go. So there's the guy. Yeah, so he was in the right range by far.
Perfect. Although way too healthy and fit. Well, looks like he's going to be around for a while.
But you like him. Shut up. So you guys had some, like, banter before you met up with him, right? Like, on, like, Instagram?
We only had...
You told me about the banter. It sounded bantery.
We had more banter on Instagram message. We messaged more on Instagram than we did texting. I think we texted 5 times in the course of me leaving LA to fly to New York.
But sometimes it's like, what do you talk about when you haven't even met someone? What is it like... You're going to get everything out over text before then when you sit, what are you going to sit down at lunch and like not have anything to say?
Yeah. Or have you had the thing where you have really good text banter and then when you meet them in person, you're like, oh no, this is awful.
I don't do text banter that much because I don't want to. Cause I'm like, well, maybe we're going to meet up or I don't know. It hasn't happened yet.
Do you just send emojis? What do you do? Or are you?
I'm just like, all right, Wednesday sounds good.
See, like, that's smart. Instead, I would rather just have all the conversation in text so I don't have to put on pants or makeup. All
right. So, but we're and getting leave out my of that TV. Zone.
I know. Yes to love.
You're too pretty and yes too to young life. To stay inside.
Yes to staying in more.
No, not yes to staying in more. I was actually surprised the other day when I invited you to dinner and you were like, I'm in Venice with friends. I was like, Annabelle goes to Venice?
Shocking. I know. I was.
It was like,
I had to get
she?
Crystal.
I was like, so, I screamed and threw my phone across the room. I was like, I don't even know her. Like,
well, a stranger found Annabelle's phone.
Yeah, great. She's been kidnapped. We're going back to the date.
She left it at Taco Bell.
We're going back to the date. So it was, so you had some good Instagram banter, and then you guys did some texting back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And who planned the lunch? Him?
Him. We were supposed to have dinner, and then... His schedule changed where he got his kids, and so we had to change it to lunch.
Okay.
And I got that while I was sitting in the airport. I got that text. He was like, can we change it to lunch? And I almost ripped up my ticket. I'm like, I'm going to Uber back because fantastic. Lunch date. I can't think of anything better than meeting you in natural, yeah. In natural lighting. I can't think of anything I'd rather do.
But you got to think in his position, too. He's older. He's never dated younger. So he might have been thinking, too, like, does this girl actually like me or does she want to be, like, a business contact or an entertainment industry contact? Like,
I wanted to be like, do you realize I had a whole look planned out? I had a lookbook. I was going to wear my Hermes
Léger. You were already at the airport?
Oh, yeah. I was.
Did you have a lunch outfit even, like, possibly in your suitcase?
Well, that's why I was sitting there. I was like, are you fucking kidding? A lunch date? A lunch date?
What did you end up
wearing? What am I, your cousin coming into town?
Like, that would irritate me a little bit, too, to be totally fair. It's just like I do better in darkness with
exactly.
With cocktails. Like, what do I just order a soda at lunch?
That's what I was thinking.
Because like, I'm going to look creepy if I order a glass of wine.
Restaurants are dark. Nighttime
that's what they're meant
is
for.
Dark.
Yes.
I want the life of a vampire. I do not want to come out. Even like sunset, I'm still like, nah. Yeah. I'll wait till it's all the way down.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the magic hour, though, at least for photos, just so you know.
I take my photos. I want to put, like, Vaseline on the lens. And now, thanks to Snapchat, I can use 5,000 filters.
So how many days did you have in between?
So people think I look completely different. He thinks I look like a dog. He thinks I have a puppy face.
And, well, you look like you're 12 in person. You look so young and cute. Seriously.
God, what hard-looking 12-year-olds have you seen?
Shut up. Wait, so how many days did you have in between when you landed and this lunch date to figure out your lunch outfit? What'd you do? Did you go buy a new one?
No,
Did you have something already packed?
I had something already packed in case he adored me that much. He wanted to go out every night.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
But
well,
it was
not every, but every day? Did you have day looks?
No, I don't have day looks. I don't even have day looks when I'm walking around out here. My day look is... leggings I did not work out
in. You're wearing
in.
Cute ripped up jeans, Chanel shoes, and a sweater.
These are the only outside clothes I wear. That's why you've seen them 10 times since
I've
bought them.
I've never seen those jeans. You were wearing lighter jeans when we looked for Bowie.
Oh, that's true. Oh. I
so
did
hot.
Buy two
I've
pair.
I've never seen those.
I did buy two pair at BB.
Never seen
not
that
to
sweater.
Brag, but I can afford two pair of jeans at BB. things are going pretty well.
So what did you end up wearing on this lunch date?
A red dress that, do you ever have clothes? Well, you guys have clothes that are like your magic clothes that they fit no matter what size you are, or yeah, that look yeah. good.
Yeah.
And so I have a dress like that, and I just bought that dress in as many colors as I could.
Okay.
Perfect. And I wore a red version of my magic dress.
And did you wear heels?
Of course. I wore my Louboutins, which I never wear because they are impossible to walk in.
Which ones? I've seen most of yours.
The Lady Peep. They're called, like, the style's called Lady
Peep.
Not
the nude ones that are super high, right?
Yeah.
Those are really high.
Yeah, they're 6 inches.
Okay, so you looked very tall.
So I look very tall, and also the reason I don't ever wear them is because I cannot walk in them.
Well, they're too tall to walk in. I was like, they look kind of comfortable, though, because of the platform.
I've worn 8-inch heels. I've worn 8-inch stripper heels with one of my costumes, but the thing about stripper heels is they have, like, the platform. As long as anything has a platform and it's comfy, I can walk in it.
Yours have a platform, but they're narrow. I know what you're talking about. They're almost like...
But the heel is so thin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's so much pressure where they are so uncomfortable. And I am not able to walk in them. So I don't know why the time I needed to be the most confident walking into a restaurant, I decided to wear shoes that I've worn 3 times in 6 years.
Yeah, but you
years.
Look taut, I'm sure.
I looked like a baby foal who was incredibly nervous about a social, like, about another human interaction.
No, but you looked really, really hot. No, that's smart. That was a good outfit. That was a good outfit.
If I could have been wheeled in like Mariah Carey, I get why she does it. If I could have paid like the maitre d' and been like, hey, can you get an wheelie office chair
just
and pull me in?
Just play some music and we'll just make it seem like this is an entrance for me.
And I'm like, I get it. That's so smart.
Well, it's hard.
I don't like her personally, but that's smart.
I have a hard time wearing heels now. I used to wear them all the time.
You do wear them all the time.
I wear boots, like heeled boots now. I'm like too afraid of falling on them. Well, hence, like, you know, the rickety hand now, the deformed dead fish hand. And I fell on it after I broke it, too. I'm a little afraid of heels. Like, I don't think I know how to walk in them anymore. So I'll do, like, heeled boots with, like, a thicker heel.
You should get, like, a walking stick.
I should. It's actually helped my stand-up
cool
because the movement of my hand freaks people out, and it makes them laugh. It's like I'm always
Your
bowling.
Your claw hand?
Yeah, it's like I'm always bowling. I'm ready for it all the time. It's very, very useful. Okay, so you wore that, and then he was already sitting.
He was already sitting.
And did he have a drink order in front of him?
No. He was drinking iced tea.
Okay. Because it was lunch, I guess.
Yeah.
But that would have made me nervous.
He even made a comment. He's like, can you believe people are drinking at lunch? I mean, it's 11:30.
Oh, I would have got it from the table right there. I'd have been like, well, this isn't going to work.
Crazy.
Well, you don't drink that much.
I wanted to. I've never wanted to be drunk more in my life.
You're like, is there some pill someone could give
me
right now?
Do you remember we were planning 2 weeks before I went? I was like, what can
I
drink?
What can
I
order?
What can I order?
We're going to go to dinner.
Yes. I wanted to be like, do you realize how long I've been preparing to go to dinner?
See, I would have had the reverse problem where I would have been like, it's lunch. He may not order a drink. How do I sneak a drink? Do I go to the bathroom or do I just like order a glass of wine and pretend like it's normal?
I was Google imaging the restaurant to try to see the lighting. I'm like, oh, great. It is brighter than the sun. There are more windows than there are tables and chairs. It's like, fantastic. Why don't we just have this in overhead office lighting?
Why don't we just do it there? Okay. But you had it in your head that it didn't go well. But when you recapped it to me, I was like, it sounds like it went awesome, actually. Sounds like it went like very normal, like a normal date between a 59-year-old and a 27-year-old should go that are in the same type of industry where he's probably thinking like, is this girl just trying to like maybe get some advice from me or does she maybe want to work with me in some way? There's no way he has the confidence to think that you're going to be into him.
No, he does because I'm sure that he dates way younger and way hotter.
Everyone is insecure at every stage of their life and their success. Everyone's insecure.
Do not think that this person isn't.
I would bet that he is.
He also
has never dated someone your age. Or
when
like,
he said that, I wanted to be
age.
Like, you are a terrible liar. Because I'm like, if I
believe it.
If I was him, I would
Google
be,
him.
If I was him, I would be too old. If in his position, if I was a man like, no, but do you have a daughter?
Who wants to date a moron, though, that's like 22 years old? Not that all 22-year-olds are morons, sorry. But you know what I'm saying? Like a 59-year-old and a 22-year-old is like really...
If I was a 59-year-old.
I mean, a 27-year-old. If I was a 59-year-old guy. Way pushing it already.
Who was super rich, I'd be like, yeah.
Wait, 27. He's 30 years older than you. 32 years older than you. 32 years older than 32 years older than, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. Can he bring you to a charity event in front of like his colleagues and not feel like a creep? I don't know.
In my defense, and I told him when he did ask me how old I was, and I said 27, and then the look on his face was very alarmed. I was like, but if this makes you feel any better, in LA, that's 37. So
that's funny. I'm sure he
but
laughed.
Other people have told me, I remember I was in Charleston and we were at some shithole bar and I was talking to some guy as my friend was hitting on the good one. So mm-hmm. I was stuck with, you know, the sidekick. I was like, fine, I get my job. And so we're talking and he's like, how old are you? And I was like, which is the worst question. I was like, I'm 27. He's like, oh, I was like, he looked so surprised.
You're like, he's going to say, I look like I'm 19. So
and then
nice.
He was going to be like, wow, how did they let you in here?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, wow, I thought you were way older.
You're like, okay, I'm going to leave now.
I was like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, I thought you, I was going to say like 38.
You don't even look close to 38.
And that was in dark bar lighting.
What an idiot.
And I looked at him and I was like, what have I ever done to you? Did I meet you somewhere? Did I run over your family? What have I done to deserve?
Did you actually react like that?
That I was, I was like, what the fuck, bro? What did I?
Oh my God.
It's just like him and the guys on Hollywood Boulevard who told me I was ugly many times to my face. I'm like, I think plenty of people are ugly. Think that about me. I don't care, but be a polite human being.
You're stunning.
Wait till 3 feet away from me and then talk about it with each other.
Yeah, be a normal person. Talk about me behind my back.
Exactly. Have some fucking class and decency. What type of monster does, like, I hate when people are like, oh, they talk behind my back. If you have something to say it to my face. I'm like, no, please say it behind my back. I'm way too thin. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I want to block it out.
I think that's the most polite thing.
I want to live in my bubble of, like, I can convince myself of anything. I can convince myself I'm fantastic. I don't need to hear what you think of me. I can just block it out. I would rather live in my own little world.
Yeah, just listen, save that for the internet comments. You know what? Don't.
And then I can just easily not read those either.
Don't say it to people's faces. Say it behind their back.
My mom likes to update me on, like, the reviews I get on my podcast. She'd be like, well, this one was good. This one was constructive. I was like, maybe I don't want to know if people were mean to me, Mom. Maybe I just wasn't going to read it. Maybe I didn't want to know because it would have made me sad.
All of yours are really nice.
Well, yeah, for the most part.
Clearly, all of my really mean ones have been deleted.
You can't delete them.
Okay, you can't?
I don't know. Can you?
I don't know. I have to reset my iTunes password every
I don't know if you
2 weeks because I forget it.
Oh. Well,
so I've never even
I wouldn't
been
even
able,
know how to do that.
I couldn't even leave a review for my own podcast. I don't know how. I've never left a review for anything. Much like YouTube, yeah. I don't.
I don't know if you can leave a review for your own podcast. Can
what
you?
The kids are doing with, you know how the kids are really into YouTube.
Yeah,
I don't even have shit. Like to even click like thumbs up on like my friend's videos. You have to sign. I'm like, I don't want
to. Yeah, well, I like the person, but not enough.
I don't.
To do
yeah,
that.
I'm like, I don't even watch videos I'm in. I don't need to see that.
I actually don't watch a lot of stuff that I'm in. Sometimes I would just rather not feel bad about myself.
Yeah, because when...
I'm not going to watch the next episode of Vanderpump. I've seen the link to it. We get there. Well, Kristen and them get the link before.
Is that the
before.
Comedy one?
Yeah, no, I don't want to watch it.
Oh, is it not the comedy one?
It is the comedy one. But I can just tell. I had it on silent watching it in my physical therapy appointment. And I was like, I don't think like I like this the way this is going to go for me. And I was like, I'm just never going to watch it.
That's smart to do at your physical therapy. So if you get so angry that you punch a wall, you're already right at
Well, no, but
therapy.
I had it on silent. So I didn't know what was said, but I could just tell I wasn't happy with it. So I was like, I'm just going to pretend like this didn't happen.
The
and
great
I will
thing
never watch it.
Bravo shows is you don't have to hear it because you know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I could figure it out.
Much like the Kardashians, you're like, yeah, I don't have to have the volume up to know they're eating salads out of a clear bowl.
Did you figure out what that place was?
No.
I thought you did. I thought you said you did. Or was it Jackie Schimmel?
Bowl salad? That's one of the greatest mysteries of life.
No, I could have sworn you figured it out. Or my mom told me you figured it out. My mom knows more. Or my mom figured it out.
Your mom gives me way too much credit.
Well, no. Maybe it was Jackie Schimmel.
Well, on the pod, on the episode that everyone was so angry at with you guys, all I could stare at during the bathroom scene with Stassi sobbing, I did not see any of that. All I could focus on you was how great your boobs looked and how good your stomach looked. I'm like, it is very hard to look hot.
Could you see my stomach on
sitting
it?
Down.
Well, like, I had my knee placed over my stomach. I'm not a moron. But like, I'm not going to let my knee down.
But sitting like Indian style, or like, can you not say Indian style? When you're sitting, like when you're sitting crisscross applesauce, yeah, is probably the PC way to say it now. It's really hard to look good like that. As Richard Simmons told me in the workout classes, if you ever want to eat something bad, you should sit in front of a mirror. Sit down in front of a mirror.
I can't.
In a bathing suit. And so it's very hard to look good kneeling down.
I have my knee covering my stomach.
In a bathroom.
And probably pushing one of my boobs up. Actually, they were both like propped under my boob.
Fantastic. They were perky. And I was like, oh, Stassi was in that scene at all? Because I was not aware.
Well, I barely spoke.
I was just looking at your boobs. I sound like such a gross guy.
Which is what you will see all season. I don't speak. I literally don't speak. But I know in certain situations where I like knew I was clamming up, where I'd be like, I'll just play dead. I don't know what to do.
See, I would use those times when it's something so dramatic that you know it's going to get on TV. Mm-hmm. I would use that time as my open mic of just like saying my tweets or saying one-liners that have nothing to do with the scene, but you know that they can't edit around.
Oh, they will. They can. They can.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They can.
One thing I am happy about with that episode is I went to that birthday party,
mm-hmm.
That surprise, not surprise birthday party,
mm-hmm.
And I was eating. I was one of the only ones who was eating.
I was eating. I had like three tacos.
I think this was when you guys were in the pool.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are having fun in the pool, looking beautiful. I'm shoving my face with tacos.
Yeah, I didn't but look beautiful, but okay.
Katie asked me to get something. She's like, hey, Annabelle. I turn around, my mouth full of taco. She's like, can you hand me this? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. I go to hand it to her in the pool. Taco comes out of my mouth and is now floating atop the pool next to Katie, and I look up, and a camera is right there.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me many times during that pool incident. Not necessarily with food, but with trying to look skinny. And I was like, angle for the camera, thinking it was that way. And I would look up, and there would be one in front of me. And I was like, okay, well, that just...
It's like, well, fantastic. This is great. All right. I'm going to go throw myself in front of a car. I'm shocked that didn't make
how about when we didn't know where we were
preview.
Supposed to go for our walk up and barrel over like a stone wall. Remember we did a walk up, me, you, and Jacqueline.
And they made us.
And then they were like, oh, no, this is the entrance. It was like where we have to climb over a stone wall in rompers.
It was I'm not exaggerating.
It was high.
2.5 feet tall, where we had to step up from the sidewalk onto a lawn that was like 2.5 feet while we're in. Like platforms and sundresses.
Yeah. And we had to redo it because they acted surprised that we didn't know that's how the entrance was going. I was like, no one told me that that's how you enter a home. Like, I mean.
Well, as soon as they told us that we had to step up without anybody helping us in dresses, without like a railing to hold on to,
yeah,
or like one of those wheelchairs.
We might as well
have
done like an army crawl that you would do in like one of those mud running like boot camp sort of like races. Like
I looked at it, I was like, has the Uber already left? Because I'm not.
You're like, we had more fun playing heads up in the car.
Yeah, I was like, I'll go back and do that. Remy, come back. I don't want to step because I was like, oh my God, what if I fall?
I just knew. Well, I didn't
I was
think
like,
I would
thank
fall.
God I just threw up taco in the pool. Anything else would have been very embarrassing. And Katie was like, oh, thanks. And kind of like was politely.
She was like scooping it out.
Because she's
a little
too
bit.
Nice. To, she's like.
Not going to be like, thanks for putting pulled pork in the pool.
Yeah, that fell out of already. It was not my best moment. I was like, what am I, a fucking like golden?
None of mine are. Just, I know I'm going to be so embarrassed when. At the wedding we go inner tubing, and I decided to wear a two piece, just for the full inner tubing because, I don't know, I just Stassi said it looked good in it, so I was like, oh, I'll just wear it. Yeah, fuck it, yeah. And then I had maybe 6 beers, which by the way wasn't drunk because I'm an Irish dock worker, as you've told me.
Yeah,
but my stomach then just started to bloat like huge. And I just kept going. I actually belly flopped onto my inner tube at one point on camera. Like, that's going to look cute. Like, did a running thing onto it.
It shows you're relatable.
Just like, just, that's going to.
Yeah. I've always told you, you were, if Minka Kelly was likable and talented.
Is she not likable?
No.
Well, she's just kind of boring.
Have you ever heard somebody say that? They're like, oh, that Minka Kelly, how adorable. She's just so charming.
I guess I just don't know anything about her.
No, she's awful.
Okay, so I want to go back to talking about comedy. I want to talk about your Joan Rivers days.
Oh.
This is like my, like, Annabelle is so self-deprecating and she acts like she doesn't do anything with her life. But frankly, she's done one of the more successful things of any one of our friends in comedy.
Shows how bad our friends are doing. Doesn't really say so much about me as how poorly all of our friends' careers are going. But that's very nice of you. It's just,
well, it was also like a couple years ago when like everyone, you were only like 25 years old at that point.
Yeah, because I hadn't even, my birthday was in a month.
Yeah, you were a kid, and she got the opportunity. You went to, okay, explain how it happened. You went to Laughing Skull Festival.
I went to a comedy festival in Atlanta, and one of the producers from Chelsea Lately was still on at the time, was one of the judges, and he saw me there. And so he said, when you get back to LA, I'll set up a meeting with you, with E. And so I went in for a general meeting, just sitting in the woman's office talking about Joel McHale's hair transplants. That's literally what we talked about. Oh, yeah. He's had three.
Oh, my God. Me? Never mind.
I love him. Ugh.
Or no, it wasn't him. It was Ben. Who was the one that used to do the movie stuff? Ben something? On
Ben
E?
Ben Stein? No, Ben. Why am I thinking like Ben?
He was like younger. Sorry, I thought it was Joel McHale, but it wasn't. And when we used to be friends with Amanda Bynes, me and my friend Deonny.
Ben Lyons.
Amanda Bynes was in love with him.
He's so hot.
And he's like, she used to make us drive past his apartment all the time.
He's so hot. He's like marrying some girl who's like into crystals and yoga. And I'm like, but that could have been me, but I'm not into yoga.
There was one thing.
I'm like, I'm into crystals.
You could be the next Hilaria Baldwin. Anyways, so, okay. So you're making fun of Joel McHale's hair plugs.
Oh. Hilaria Baldwin is ultimate goals. But besides the kids and working out and the yoga. Basically just the marrying Alec Baldwin is goals. But him is Jack Donaghy.
You could have so married him, actually. He seems like your type.
I mean, I was really turned on when he
missed opportunity.
Called his daughter and called her a rude little pig. I was like, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. I thought that was someone else. That was David Hasselhoff.
No, he was on the floor eating a cheeseburger.
Oh, okay, great. All right, anyways.
They all blur together.
Yeah, they all do. Mel Gibson. Yeah, all these drunken meltdowns. Anyways. So you went to...
I just think one day you're going to be a drunken meltdown, and I'm going to be like, I know her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I already have been. It's my whole life.
It's drunken meltdown.
Yeah.
It's the name of your... Actually, I don't have... the name of your second comedy special.
I actually don't
have
meltdowns when I'm drunk. I just go to sleep.
It's so your speed when you're like, I was so drunk last night. I was like, really? It shows me that... You are that high functioning of an alcoholic, which is incredibly impressive, that other people around you don't know you're drunk.
I just go to sleep before I actually get too drunk.
And I'm like, it's just status quo for Rachel.
Yeah, it's just living her life.
I'm like, she's
just keeping above water.
I'm like, God, has she been drunk this entire time, or is she just this calm drunk? It really, I know, it's like Inception where I don't even understand what's going on anymore.
You never know. You'll never know if it's...
It is very odd, but seeing you drink and eat so much, because I hate when super skinny girls are like, I just love cheeseburgers and hamburgers and ice cream. Like, no, you don't. You love taking pictures of them, like Jack's Taylor, like taking Google images or having your fat assistant order that food. You can Instagram it and then have her throw it away because you're not eating that stuff. But Rachel
actually
eats all day, drinks all day. And I told my mom, I was like, when we started hanging out, I was like, it boggles my mind. They eat and drink all day. I was like, we went to 4 different restaurants in 8 hours. Do you remember that one day? Like, I was like, I've gone to more restaurants today than I have in a whole year of living in LA.
I think that I eat like a lot of fatty foods and not a lot of sugary foods.
It is very
And so maybe
bizarre.
It's all like counteracting. Like, but I'm not, like, I'm not getting a cheeseburger. I'm getting like short ribs and like, well, I eat mashed potatoes too. So I guess that's a carb.
And fries and...
I love fries.
Wine and cheese and bread.
Not as much of the bread.
And
more
the thing is, I'm
with you
the whole
potato
time.
Products.
You don't throw up.
No, I don't.
Because at first I was like, oh, they must throw... No judgment. I was like, ah, smart. But I have no gag reflex. So it's shocking that I'm single most of my life because I have no gag reflex. I cannot make myself throw up. So I was like, more power to them if they can throw. And I'm like, no, they don't even throw it up. It's like, what is
Who
this?
Who does that anymore?
I was like, it was just very bizarre. It's very, you are an enigma wrapped in a riddle and cash humor.
Oh my God. Anyways, back to Joan Rivers. So you met this e-exec at the Laughing Skull Festival.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. It's so, yes, I had the general meeting at E, and as I was leaving, because I realized we did not talk anything about business, we just talked about Jill McHale and other people, because maybe she just met me in person and was like, well, this, we don't trust her with the job, so we'll just have her gossip for 15 minutes. And I was literally leaving.
Steal some of her jokes.
Yeah, I was literally leaving the office, and I was out the door, and she's like, oh, I mean, if you wanted to try writing for Fashion Police, you could. And I popped my head, like, my head was almost snapped off my body, because I turned around so quickly, I was like, I'm sorry, what? Because Fashion Police was my favorite show. Watched it every week. I mean, I had paid to see Joan Rivers with my mom, like front row for Mother's Day the year before. And I was like,
That's so cool.
I was like, are you kidding me?
I was like, you went there a year before to see Joan Rivers with your mom for Mother's Day?
I know. And then a couple months after that, I was getting the opportunity to write for her. And I had never written anything. I had written my stand-up, but I wasn't even like one of those people who was big on Twitter.
I feel like you were writing a lot. You were, you're big
like
on Twitter now.
Retweets on like a good tweet. I was like, I'm on fire.
But you were posting a lot during like award shows and stuff.
During award shows, yeah. I would live tweet award shows. But yeah. The only thing I had written was like tweets and Facebook statuses where they're like, do you have anything written? I'm like, do you want me to give you a copy of last year of Facebook updates? Like, that's all I had.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, well, what we'll do is we'll pay you for an episode. You'll get all this stuff. You'll write jokes for it. You'll send it in.
So they paid you for an episode before you even gave them samples?
Yeah. It was like an audition.
But they paid you for it?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
They're like,
they make people like write that stuff before they start paying them.
Try to write for it. And if we like the jokes, we'll use them. And if we don't, we'll still pay you. And we'll just see how this goes. And I got really lucky. The one I auditioned with was the Met Gala.
Okay.
And I was like,
you have so much great stuff, I'm sure, about that.
So I was like, oh my God. It was the Trolson twins went. That was when.
Who are the Trolson twins?
The Olsen twins.
Oh, okay. Why do you call them the Trolson twins? Because they look like trolls?
Because they look like little trolls who live under bridges.
They are naturally very pretty. They make they literally make an effort to look.
To look bad. I don't
know. It's like they're trying to.
It's like Leonardo DiCaprio.
They're naturally so pretty.
Like when he's not on a movie, when he just like lets his beard grow out and like wears like a dirty baseball cap.
And maybe it's because you could just get sick of looking good all the time.
And I'm just like,
I get kind of like that where I get kind of like spiteful. Like if I have, like when we were filming Vanderpump for like too many days in a row, like on a trip, I'd be like, I'm not even going to try anymore because I'm just going to be myself. Like you just sort of get
that's
like,
my motto every day is I'm not going to try anymore.
You just get
and
like
I haven't and
it.
It's going great. I got to tell you, it feels great.
So that's so cool. Okay. So you got to write about the Met Gala.
And then they liked my stuff. And I had just gone through a breakup the night before my first episode.
This story makes me so mad. You told me this so much later after it happened. I knew bits and pieces, but I didn't know the full scope of it. And now that I can't see this person and not get like violent. Like I feel I'm like chest pumping like when I get around him as if I'm
that
gonna like
that makes me feel so happy.
It makes me so mad.
But I feel like you're like my boyfriend. I'm like, yeah.
He was bad to me and like, Rachel's gonna beat you up now.
I feel like so excited.
I don't like when guys are bad to like my especially very sweet friends that like and especially when these guys just end up being like losers. I'm just kind of like, you don't know what you had. Like,
oh,
you were lucky she even looked at you.
I am surprised I have not been put in jail to be. If I had a chance to be with some of my friends' exes in a room and like, you think the worst thing I did was steal birdseed?
Yeah.
That's the best. I would stuff his like body with birdseed until he is that a terrible way to go? Like they found his body and
birdseed. Annabelle Birdseed DeSisto, that's your mafia name.
I'm like, wow, they stopped doing cement shoes and now they just fill them to death with birdseed. What an odd way to go.
So you had that's a very strange
John,
night.
If you're listening, that's coming for you.
No, John was sweet.
No, John was John was very nice.
Wait, so the night before, was this the night before
when
you
I
had to submit
him
your
like
packet?
A phantom, just for a very long time, I did not think John existed.
He did.
It was just sort of like how guys are like, my girlfriend in Canada. And we're like, ah, okay.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, sure, Rachel,
you mean
this
Russia.
John.
Yeah. You're like, Rachel's been drinking way too much now.
I just thought that was like, you're excuse, like, I don't want to be here anymore. So.
Sometimes I make stuff up. Wait, so the night before you submitted this packet.
Yeah, I.
You
the
were
night
breaking up with, or you'd already broken up? No, you broke up the week before. Explain.
No, we broke up and he had helped me write my packet because you only have 3 days before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes 2 days because they are giving you looks throughout the week. And so the show is on Friday night and you don't know what jokes are even going to get in. I didn't even know if even one of my jokes would be in.
Yeah.
So he was helping me write jokes at McDonald's and we're going through and I'm just saying.
Because he loved to only go to this one McDonald's in Koreatown.
Oh, yeah. He only took me to McDonald's. We were together for 5 months every single night. Every single night. For
so if anyone ever wants to, like, if you ever get a comment from someone that, like, oh my God, Annabelle's so shallow. She only likes, like, being around people with money and she's so spoiled. No, that's not true. Annabelle will walk into McDonald's in Koreatown with a Chanel purse and just be happy to be with who she's with because you're a nice girl.
Oh, yeah. That was the only McDonald's I've ever been in that they had to hire security because there were so many homeless fights. It was like an MMA ring for the homeless. And I'm like, can we at least go to like the fancy McDonald's, the one that's like 50s theme? He's like, no, this is my favorite. I'm like, yeah, good enough.
Okay, I'll take it.
Where he's like, well, maybe we shouldn't bring your laptop in. It's probably going to get stolen. I'm like, fantastic.
Great, great. Okay, well, just write just on paper. Okay. Like,
see, that's why I thought
days.
It didn't go well with the old guy is because he's the only person I've ever like met for lunch that had a job.
Well, it's going to go well with him. Better than it went with this idiot.
So you're so writing yeah, so the McDonald's. Show is on Friday. He broke up with me at Thursday night, like 1 a.m. And so my first, God. So I had been broken up with basically the same day as my first
fashion
show. I feel
like he did that on show. Purpose.
And I had given him a list of jokes. Cause you have to submit like 100 jokes for like total or something. And I was running
100?
Out. Sometimes even more than that. Cause you had to write 25 jokes per picture.
Wow.
Or sometimes in like 25 pictures on or 25 jokes on Rihanna's purse. And you're like, okay. Fuck. Okay. And they would change it like a couple hours before taping. We're like, hey, we need more jokes on this. We're not doing this anymore.
I guess that's why they paid you beforehand because they made you work really hard. It wasn't just a packet.
I needed more jokes about somebody's coat. And so I was like, okay, these are jokes. And he's like, "That don't submit that. That is not going to get on." And I was like, okay, but I got so desperate when they needed more. I just submitted all my stuff that he said was bad. And I was sobbing that whole day. And the show comes, like, something that's supposed to be super exciting to me. I'm sobbing on the couch from being broken up with.
And you start hearing your jokes?
And the first joke she says is my joke that he said was terrible
and
to throw out. And my friend was watching it with me. She brought
suck
over.
Suck it, buddy.
Exactly, like, suck it. She brought over Taco Bell to make me feel better. And I was like, that's my joke. She's like, oh, my God. Like, Joan Rivers just said your joke. Your joke was the first.
I just got chills. Literally, look at my arm hair. Like, standing up.
My arm hair would stand up if I didn't shape my arms.
Oh, well, I'm proud of mine.
Well,
I could fly away like a bird.
People would be like, oh, what a nice tribute to Robin Williams. I'm like, nope, that's just my arm hair.
Look at it, Annabelle. Anywho, that must have been so cool.
So
you were devastated about the scumbag?
I just remember sitting there sobbing, going, I'm so happy. Because it was
Joan Rivers said your
words. It was
words.
The happiest slash saddest day of my
life. Joan Rivers is like, if I could think of one person who's like every girl comics idol, but very specifically you because of her voice, she said your jokes before she died. Like, that's so cool.
That's
like the coolest thing ever.
I forget that, yeah.
In what universe could that happen? Especially because she was pretty old by that point.
Yeah.
And you're pretty young. Like, what? When would you guys ever cross?
I'm sorry, but I didn't hear you.
You are very young. But, like, in what world would you guys ever cross where that would happen?
I still can't believe that it happened. And I forget that amazing experience happened to me. So I need to remember that more and be, like, so thankful.
It's the cool. I would just walk up to people on the street and be like, hey, my name's Rachel. Did you know I wrote for Joan Rivers? And then just walk away. It's all I would bring up in conversation. That's what I would do on first dates. Be like, what'd you say? I wrote for Joan Rivers. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's my ace in the hole. That and my hair.
You have great hair.
And so, yeah, that's why I thought it went so bad with that guy when he's like, what do you do? And I'm like, as.
Did you say the Joan Rivers stuff?
Well, I said, I was like, that's my big thing. And he's like, uh-huh.
Because he's 59. He's lived his like life. He's probably like, almost died a few times.
I also was an extra. You might remember me from Glee. I was taken out of the scene because they said I looked too old. Remember that? I remember me as trauma nurse number 17.
We've all had awkward extra stories.
Have you seen my amazing? I'm a great clipboard actor. Most of my roles, I had a clipboard. And it would be me looking at fake charts and like pointing like,
as if you went to college.
Yes. As if somebody would trust me with any office job, let alone health, carrying blood samples.
Well, I think that he sounded like he liked you. I think that's in your head. You guys live in different cities. And you're also 32 years younger than him. It might be like a little complicated to make that work. Not just geographically, but maybe because you're younger than his kids. You know, he's older than my dad.
Don't make excuses for him, Rachel.
He's older than my dad.
Well, your dad's super hot, and only out of respect to you and because I love your mom so much, I don't hit on your dad.
He's only older by a year, but still.
Your dad's so hot. You have such an attractive family.
Oh, that's so nice. My dad has the best bone structure in the family. I was looking at him the other day at dinner. I was like, why are his cheekbones so high? He's a man. That's not fair. I was like, I have good cheekbones only because my face is like hollow. Like, he's got like the good ones, like the
cheekbones.
Yeah, like the good ones.
Yeah,
mine are just like the sad, drunk ones.
Your family
I just
is
have the
so...
Kate Moss ones where it's like, oh, she just smokes too much, even though
no.
I don't.
Yeah, that's literally, that is, she makes it look so, you know that, I think smoking looks so cool.
Only in photos, like those cool, like.
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. I feel like now I'm too.
I think I tried once in college. I'm not.
I feel like
it.
I'm too old to now learn how. Because it's like you're supposed to learn that stuff
no
when you're like.
No one smokes anymore anyways.
I know. And it's such a shame. I say that. Why? I know that sounds sarcastic.
I mean, it looks cool like in Sex and the City.
I think smoking is so sexy. Like when I see a guy smoke, I don't know. I think that is. That is such a turn on for me. And everyone thinks that
really?
Is so weird.
Have you ever kissed someone after they smoked?
No, but I've kissed like six people. And
well,
also
still.
Cigarettes are expensive. And all six of those people could not afford.
He had to afford McDonald's.
I don't. None of them can afford that habit. I just think it looks really. Maybe just I think it looks like manly. And I like the, you know, madmen type. You know.
Oh, yeah. If it's like back in that time. But then think of someone like James
Kennedy.
You know,
the ones
smoking,
who like sexually harassed their, you know, secretaries.
Yeah, that's when life was good.
Yeah, and people smoked and drank on airplanes. Yeah, like, well, you still drink on airplanes, but when you're allowed to, like, smoke and dress up.
I would not want to be stuck on an airplane with smoke, though. Oof.
The good times. How they used to have, like, smoking sections in restaurants when they asked you, like, smoking or not smoking. My mom's like, the no kid section.
Did your mom smoke?
No, she just hates children, so she would rather.
But you guys have had a good run.
No. She'd rather like eat surrounded by like literally a burning forest than be next to like any kid who has like crayons and they're doing like that activity.
Well, I can't stand it. I want to rip that crayon out of their hand and say, do something productive.
I'm just like, no, if you can afford to go to a restaurant, you can afford a sitter. Get them out.
Get them out. They can do that at home.
I don't pay.
They don't enjoy the restaurant. You're wasting your money.
Yeah, I don't pay to watch your kid like play with silverware and crawl under the table and like run after the waitress like. It's so gross. I'm like, no.
There are some restaurants where people don't even bring kids like that, though.
Every restaurant should be like that.
Yeah. You should go to them
unless
more.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Yeah.
No, you should not bring children. Unless they're inside
of you.
How
does your dad feel about kids?
He hates them.
Really? But he loves you so much.
Oh, thank God I don't want kids. He's like, I would hate it if I had a grandchild. I would hate it.
Really?
And I was like, well, that's good. Because
he's just saying that because he's going to get too old before you have one.
No, he's told my mom something. He's like, I'm very glad she doesn't want children.
What? He probably wants something else to spoil. Or he would rather just like focus more on you.
Yeah.
Well, you've sucked him dry.
Yeah. I mean, my dad's thing is like, you know, I would never cheat on your mom because my dad travels for work all the time. And I'm like, oh, well, that's very sweet. He goes, not because I love her so much. Do you think I'd be crazy enough to do this again? I can't afford to cheat. Literally, I can't afford it. I can't afford another woman in my life.
I don't really think that RJ's going to the places where the ladies are going to be like flocking to him, like on the construction site.
Yeah.
And then back to his hotel.
Yeah, he's just surrounded by ex-cons and prisoners. Yeah.
I was like, I don't really think that.
The finest people.
I think he's just saying that to make himself feel better because no one's going to hit him.
On the construction crew.
Oh, I love him.
Well, no, all the women love him at the bank. He's like, you know, all the black girls love me at the bank. I tell them I like their nails.
Oh, that's a good way in.
That's his
whole. He learned that from you and your mom watching Wendy Williams.
Yeah, that's his. Oh my God, that's so funny that you say that. He goes, all the girls love me at the bank because I do my Wendy impression.
Does he have a Wendy impression?
Well, he does. It sounds like a terrible Joey Tribbiani impression.
I want to hear it.
And I know you guys, this is a bad medium to do it because it's a podcast and you cannot see it. But he does the wrong. He goes, how you do it? And does like little T-Rex arms. And he's like, and the women just love it. They just go crazy. They just love that I love Wendy Williams. And I go, yeah, my girl Wendy. I love her. And I tell him.
He's a real charmer. I tell him about hot topics. What to say in the right situation.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to pay the $3 deposit fee.
Yeah.
My dad will talk to somebody for literally an hour to save $3.
See, I would rather pay $20 not to have to talk to someone for, unless it's like to like get a bill down, like I'm okay with that, but just like small talk in public.
You are fantastic about, I want to go to a flea market with you.
Why?
You are.
I know how to find a good deal.
I thought I was good at negotiating. You are, I was like, you are like my dad. It was a very.
I am kind of like, well, I have like an old man personality anyways. It's like I went through the Great Depression where I'm like, I got to save a buck.
I went through the Great Depression, but that's just when I went off my meds. And it was a Great Depression. Trust me. It was.
You know, you dropped off the face of the earth for a few months.
Yeah, it was. I'm like, I wish I was doing something cool in that time. Like, oh, I was road tripping. I was in Europe. I'm like, oh, no, I was crying in my shower.
No, that makes me sad.
But then, you know.
But then Halloween rolled around and
yeah,
you were right
that
back
brings me right back out of it.
Halloween's
so
Annabelle's
we know it's
favorite
not
going to
last 12 whole months.
That's your favorite holiday.
It's my everything. It's my birthday. It's my Christmas. My Kwanzaa. My Hanukkah.
I'm surprised you didn't have a party this year, but we had fun where we went. That was fun. We went to Dana's.
That was so much fun. It was, but so weird not having a party.
But it was too stressful. Like, weren't your neighbors like? Weren't they starting to get mad about noise?
Oh, I had the police called on me, and the next day, a sheriff came and gave me an official noise ordinance. Actually, he gave it to my dad, because my dad's
like
the one who opened the door.
Like, you could never have one again? Like, another party again?
Well, I have something. I now have a file with the police. They don't even know about the birdseed. This is just going on the noise.
Or about the time we almost got arrested at the valet line at the improv.
Do you know, my dad asked me literally once a week, he goes, have they sent you your court date yet? Because my dad...
There's no court date still?
You could... No.
Did you push it back, or you just
no,
not
they
opening
just
your
never.
Mail. Oh, the so thing is maybe you just never got processed.
What the thing is, no, I still had to pay. With in LA, you still have to pay the ticket, and if you want to contest it,
oh yeah,
you can take it to court, and then they can shoot. You know, I'm like,
oh yeah, yeah, that's true.
If they've already been paid, why are they gonna?
No, they refund you. I've been refunded. Oh, I love to go fight those, especially if I.
Well,
I'm,
I was
I'm
so
meant
excited
to
bring you in. Rachel and I were going to the improv. I was driving my car. And we were waiting for valet, and all of a sudden I see cop like
with several other cars waiting, but they only attack us. Maybe because Annabelle's driving a G wagon, I don't know.
Two men got out of the truck. Two men,
mm-hmm.
Like, oh.
And then I tried to get out of the car because I
They're
was
like
going to go
me,
save our
ma'am,
tickets.
Ma'am, get stay in the car.
I was like, I don't. We're just blocking a little bit of traffic from the valet line backing up, but they didn't talk to anyone else.
Oh, yeah. Cars were, I'm like, are you kidding? I've had my Ubers, like, with their hazards on for 5 minutes waiting in the road for me.
They just attacked you because they didn't like that you were a young girl in a nice
car.
It
was insane. The LAPD, I'm like, Grant, I'm like, no. I have the biggest problem with police. Police always, you know, target Sicilian girls. Like,
but they made us wait for, like, 45 minutes to an hour there in the car. They wouldn't let us get out. We missed
and it was
the show that we had paid for.
Because we're in
it
front
was
of
so embarrassing.
All of your peers.
Yours, too.
We're parked from the improv with two policemen on either
my
side.
My mom's
of the car.
In the car too. It's not like it was just young girls. Like it's not like,
and I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you know how much I text and drive? This is what I get pulled over for.
It was really scary. They made a scene about us. They had the manager come out and they were like screaming at her.
And
like,
I was afraid they were going to like deport the valet guy because they were like, you don't have an official license to be here. And I'm like,
sorry.
I'm like, I don't know if they're talking about him in general or Tim for to do valet, but either way, I feel really bad.
I feel horrible. But everyone else was doing it too. We were just in a valet line.
And I've never gotten.
I don't even know what ticket they could have given you. What type of ticket?
I was holding up traffic and I did not want to say anything to them because they already hated me when they came up.
They weren't
like, do you know what you're being pulled over for? Or can you get out of the road? They were like, license and registration. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't. License and registration, ma'am. And I was like, ma'am.
Oh, I'm 26 now.
I'm like, no. But if the ticket was for me blocking traffic, I said, oh, do you want me to pull off into the side street off like next to the improv? And they're like, no, you're going to stay right here.
They kept you there to make an example out of you and embarrass you.
And I'm like, great. But
so
now
then they could yell at the improv, too.
Now you're behind me. So now we're both blocking traffic. So if this is such a problem, I've now blocked traffic for an hour. If this was.
Yeah.
And it's just, I've always taken my driving from Clueless. Like what I learned, like, why do I have to learn how to park? Like Cher Horowitz said, there's always valet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, I don't feel safe anymore. The thing I've always trusted and relied on.
What am I going to do without it?
I really should sell my car because I hate driving it now. I don't trust anything. And I only Uber. I'm like, why do I even have a car?
I actually Uber so much. I wonder that about myself.
It's like, such a pain in the ass.
I'm like, oh, I don't really know why. Because if you were supposed to come to my, well, you came to my apartment today. You have to have a pass to park on any of my streets. Like, and my mom's already using my pass. And Jacqueline has one in, like, her car. She doesn't give them back. But I didn't even have a pass for you to, but you wouldn't be able to park here.
And the fucking meters. The meter signs are, I'm sure you guys have seen pictures online and Twitter. There are, no exaggeration, are 8 different signs attached to one pole. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no parking on 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Wednesdays.
No parking at all anytime.
No parking at all anytime. No parking unless you have this pass. No parking if you're an Aries. No parking if, like.
It's horrible.
It is the weirdest. And they're like, parking is available 3 to 305.
And I know we sound like very like white girl problems right now, but it is very confusing. It's like entrapment.
Where I'm like, I honestly don't know what any of these mean. I don't know what day it is. I'm like, listen, when you're unemployed, every day is the same day.
It's the same.
Trust me, especially when summer programs are on. I know what day it is by my TV TV shows that I watch. When things are in rerun, can you imagine how fucking confusing that is for me?
Oh, it's horrible.
So I'm like, I don't know what day it is. I'm unemployed. Help me.
They're bullying poor. You. Marry me. I'm poor.
You're old. Unfortunately, that's too long to have
as
a vanity license
again?
Plate. But that would be mine. Help me. Marry me. I'm poor.
Have you? Except for you're not. Have you talked to him? Have you reached out?
I reached out to him and thanked him for the lunch. But I did that a week and a half after the lunch. And everyone told me it was rude that I did not thank him. I thanked him at...
Well, you should have thanked him sooner, but big deal.
I thanked him at lunch. And also, yeah. I got a $13 cup of soup that was terrible.
No, but you thank someone anyways.
I did. I thanked him at lunch. And then I was like, I expected him to text me. And my thing is, I didn't want to be like... I don't want to text people who don't text me. Because then I feel...
Yeah, but he texted you back after you thanked him.
Yeah, but
hey,
it
good.
Took... I text him
so
like
either now
Wednesday
he's going to text
afternoon.
You when he's in LA or you're going to text him when you're in New York next.
When are we going to New York next?
My mom and I are for sure going at some point like February or March. I'm pretty sure because I want to do stand up there and I want to do this show. I'm supposed to do this show Red Eye on Fox, although it's really political, but it's not like Fox political. It's like about anything. It's comedians. It's a really late night show.
You'd be great.
I don't pay attention to politics enough, so I'm a little worried.
Oh, I thought you meant
because
I'm like, your eyes are very bloodshot with how much you drink. I'm like, yeah, this is right up your alley. You're going to be amazing.
That's from the onions my mom cooked earlier. No, I just don't. I'm not. I don't follow politics enough. I'm afraid I'm going to embarrass myself. But I'm supposed to eventually do it.
Listen, you see the people on Fox News. They embarrass themselves every day.
It's not that type of show. It's not like a Republican-y type show.
They're very proud they're on that channel. And they are lunatics. They embarrass themselves every day. Does that stop them? Does that stop anybody? Does that stop like Sharon Stone from talking about politics?
I don't want to embarrass myself.
I mean, take it from somebody who dropped taco meat out of their pool.
I've been there.
So maybe I just.
Well, let's go. Let's go when that happens. We can both do stand up there.
I will coach you.
You can invite him to a show.
Oh yeah, I can invite him to. Show off my.
You
friends.
Should do another. No, you should do stand up there.
Oh yeah, that'll be my main return to the stage after 4 years. Is I'm going to invite somebody to come see me.
Well, okay, maybe don't invite him. Fine. But you're going to be funny, so it doesn't matter.
Hey, come see me. Come watch me do a public open mic in front.
Has it really been 4 years? No, it hasn't been 4 years. It's been more like two
years.
Yeah, two.
I'm like a time.
You need to get back out there.
I don't know if it's 2 years or 20 years. I don't.
Do you ever want to do stand up again? No?
Yeah. No, now I'm too afraid of it.
It's not scary.
I look
at scary at certain points, but you're funny, so it doesn't matter.
When I look at you on stage, I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool that she does that. And I forget that I'd done stand up. When I watch you on stage, I'm like, I can never imagine doing this. I'm like, I did this? That.
And you were very good.
It's ridiculous.
All right. Here's what we're having.
I'm not saying it's ridiculous to how good I was. Like, it's ridiculous how good I am.
I was fantastic.
I was insanely good.
I had to retire before I got too big.
I was making all my friends feel bad about themselves.
And it was a selfless act.
I'm that generous. I fell on the sword for my friends.
You're going to do stand up again in 2017.
I'd rather just have. Listen, I'm fine being the turtle or the, you know, of the entourage. Or, you know, the Johnny drama. I'm fine with, like, having a very talented, hot friend who's successful. I'm not one of those people who's like...
You have, like, a thriving business now with your crystals and your... And
my construction.
Well, that too. Well, I wouldn't go that far. You're just going to inherit that, my friend.
I'm just like, I'm...
I was like, please, you should not run that business.
How people are like, I have to be on TV, I have to be a star.
Actually,
like,
maybe you would be a good business owner because you're doing your own business.
I'm like, I don't. I always say I'm the Rob Kardashian of my family. My dad is much. It's like my dad, my mom, and me. I am the Rob Kardashian, and I am fine with that. Only one of us needs to be successful in this family. If it was me, great. If it's not, great. The money's still the same.
I mean, your dad's already successful, so we're all set.
Yeah, and like, listen, I honestly think Tuxedo, my cat, will get a commercial deal before I ever would, and that's fine. Once again, the money's all the same. Does not matter. Great. If I have to do less work, awesome. I don't care. So if I could just have you be, like, you are already a star, but you are,
like, that's hilarious.
I'm going to be, like, Amy Schumer's gross sister who, like,
she's cute.
Is she one of the listeners? Oh, well, you're probably going to be on her show.
No, but she is cute. Isn't she? Whatever. Doesn't matter. I thought she was. I don't know.
We'll agree to disagree.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
See, I mean, I don't even want to know what those guys on Hollywood Boulevard would say to her. So maybe I shouldn't be so judgmental.
Okay, before we close out.
I'm going to be Amy Schumer's sister, and I'm going to, wait, it's like, you're going to be so successful that I'm going to make you, in your contract, to have me in the Old Navy commercials with you.
Well, okay, you're going to be having your
you're
own
like,
thing, but sure.
That's ridiculous. I would never wear Old Navy.
I would for money. Before we close out, I want to talk about your crystals real quick, because I actually think that's really cool. I'm like really proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Started like a business.
That's yeah.
Explain. It's cool. This should be your closing statement.
You make me feel really. You said like a lot of really. And I'm like, yeah, I did start a business.
It's really cool, and I also like the T-shirts that you just made.
Thank you. Oh, are you going to be in town? I'll give you one. Will you wear it?
Yeah. When is it?
It's next Saturday. It's the 21st.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Will you wear my shirt?
Of course.
My God, I'm like one of those Instagram people who like comments on your stuff. Like, I own a small business. I own jewelry.
Of course I'll wear
to
your
send
shirt.
You
I'll go with you.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Yeah. I think I'm here. I'm pretty sure I am.
Rachel just agreed. I'm holding you to it. We're going to the Million Woman March in LA on Saturday the 21st. And I have shirts featuring my cat Tuxedo of him.
I thought that it was Adderall and Compliments.
Adderall and Compliments is on the back.
Oh, okay, okay.
It says, don't grab my pussy on the front.
Oh, okay. I saw that part, but I don't remember the Tuxedo
not that,
claw
it's,
part.
It's, you can't grab this, and it's a picture of my...
I really didn't realize Tuxedo was on it. Sorry, I was mostly paying attention
it's
to
okay.
Adderall and Compliments part.
It's a political statement on the front. I can just get you blank Adderall and Compliments shirts if you don't want to...
I do understand it, though.
Okay.
I get it. So tell me about the crystal thing and where people can find them and where people can find you.
Crystals have changed my life so much where the first week this is what got me believing in crystals. So I just saw Spencer Pratt to him like he's a lunatic.
Yeah.
my mom went to a flea market. She's like, I really want to get a crystal. I really want to get an amethyst. I'm like, oh, fine. So my mom's sitting there buying crystals, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, there's this rose quartz. And she's like, oh, that's for romance. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Okay, I'll get this. My mom's like, you need to have, there's no triangle shaped things in your apartment. I'm like, yeah, who has that many triangle shaped things? I don't know.
What are they for?
It was just like a rose quartz in the shape of a triangle. Okay. And she's like, you need to have different shapes in your house. And I'm like, you're, okay. My mom's high all the time. So I was like, yeah, more shapes. Great. I'll buy this rose quartz.
More shapes.
And then that week I got into a relationship. I'd been in LA for 5 years and not been in one. So, I mean, granted, he was a McDonald's guy, but it was a very good relationship.
That's interesting. Okay.
And then I went back. The next week I went back, I got a crystal for success. And that is when I got my Joan Rivers job.
Whoa.
And so
now
just,
I believe in crystals.
So now it was just, I'm like, am I saying it's because of the crystals? I'm like, no, but I definitely
think that
think
helps
it
you
helped.
Believe in it. Yeah.
It was just such a, and I had my crystal healer on my podcast and she was explaining, she's like, you know, you buying a rock isn't going to change it, but the energy it brings into your life and the more you work with it, and it just, it's more you working with it that you're getting into that vibration of manifesting and that you're opening yourself up to that
mm-hmm.
instead of thinking negative thoughts about everything or especially a certain, because that's just like, I feel like human nature. Yeah. Like I would never get that job. I would never think I'd get a writing job.
Yeah.
Let alone for Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
But when you're just focusing on, oh, this is for success. This is supposed to bring me success or romance. And you're just focusing on that. Mm-hmm. I think it opens you up to that opportunity
mm-hmm.
where normally you'd be shut off from
yeah.
it.
So
and
now.
So it was just a very odd, like, to have my relationship. And then the Joan Rivers thing, I was like, whoa.
So cool.
So even when I came in here, you're like,
you dropped a crystal out of your bra, I think, right?
Yeah. She goes, I have not. I'm wearing one of the.
What did that crystal mean?
That is, it's Tiger's Eye, which is one of the crystals in the kit, actually. Tiger's Eye is for confidence. Mm-hmm. And when you, like for performing, I would always wear Tiger's Eye. That was one of my biggest fears doing stand-up, is that my crystals were going to fall out of my bra. I was always afraid.
That would
at first,
make me nervous.
I was afraid that my eyelash would fall off, that I would be sitting there and just like one would be like suicidal. And then like, we got a jumper. Because sometimes, you know, when your fake eyelash starts to peel off. And I'm like, if I'm on stage and my eyelash just like goes down my face like a fucking caterpillar. And then I started to think, if I'm on stage and my crystals fall out of my bra and I like trip on it like a marble.
Oh, I'd be way too nervous to wear crystals in my bra on stage.
Well, then I became too nervous not to.
Well, okay.
And then
you
I got
find
so
a bra
obsessed.
Like padded enough to hold them in.
The thing is, that's what's so great is crystals. I
or
swear,
you could
like,
sew them in. Why didn't you get like a thing like to sew them in?
Well, what's cool is they also, when you put like get different shapes of them, mm-hmm. I have some heart shaped ones. And when I take my bra off, then I have like little indents like
oh,
hearts.
That's cute.
I was like, I mean, nobody's seen it except for me and my cats.
But that would be really cute if you were on a date.
You know how people
happened?
Used to do like tanning beds and you get those stickers? Well,
maybe
sort
it
of like
happen
that
this Sunday.
With crystals. But yeah, I just love crystals so much. And I was so happy when I brought you to a crystal shop. Rach,
I actually had a cool experience. I was going on that military tour and you said, it was like a couple weeks prior, and you said, apparently you don't pay attention to what it says, like in front of the crystals, like what it means. You just kind of gravitate towards what you. What
yeah.
You,
if you see one, it's supposed to be that you vibrationally are attracted to that crystal for
and
a
every
reason.
Single one that I grabbed, I think I grabbed 3 or 4. They were all basically involved like safety and health and travel and like taking risks and stuff.
And you were
that
like,
was pretty cool.
Whoa. And Kristen got obsessed with them.
Yeah.
And Kristen cool. like really stands for it. Like she was such a great advocate of crystals and like the pendulum and like mm-hmm. really, really, I feel like she's a great promoter of it.
Yeah.
But I just know how much they've changed my life and how much I love them and enjoy them. So I wanted people, because a lot of people are wary, even friends who live here and mm-hmm. are in a very metaphysical, like hippie place.
Yeah.
In LA. I wanted people to try them out and experience them, but not pay a crazy amount, because we know like that crystal store is so fucking expensive.
Yeah,
every crystal store is expensive.
Yeah,
because it's not like a big company. It's not like Target Airs or like Walmart. Yeah, it's like little independent
absolutely
people, so I get it. But I want everyone to experience it and not pay a lot of money. So I put together, and I've had crystal healers on the podcast. We had 2 crystal episodes, and
so
the first
cool.
episode she did like the top 5 crystals you'd recommend, because I got mm-hmm. people like, I want to get into crystals, but if you could remember, like, recommend the top ones. So we did the top 5 crystals uh-huh. in a kit. And then
cool.
I added a 6 crystals come in the first one. And 6 crystals come in the one we just did. And the one that came out this week is my manifestation New Year kit. And it's six crystals for $19, and it's shipping and handling. And I did a whole podcast with my personal healer, Naha, who's like the queen of like House of Intuition. And she's been on Grace Helbig's show on E! Naha's been on, has more TV appearances than I have.
That's amazing.
And she was in a movie with Christian Bale and Natalie Portman. I forget the name of it, but the director had a tarot card scene, and the director wanted a real tarot card reader.
Yeah.
And so he came to House of Intuition and had tarot card reading with all the healer. He didn't tell them that he was like a director, and he had a ring with Naha, and he's like, I want you in my movie. She's like, I'm not an actress. And he's like, no, I want you to do tarot reading in the scene.
Oh my God, how cool.
And so she was in the scene with like Christian Bale just doing her job.
It's so cool.
She was on The Doctors doing crystal healing with Heather Dubrow. And so she's the best. And so I had her on, and she explained how to work with them. And the ones that we chose for this year are all about abundance and health. And one of them is...
How do I buy them from you?
Aventurine. Go to my website, AdderallandCompliments.com. And the Buy It Now link is right on there. And there's...
My mom and I are totally buying
pictures of what... there's pictures of crystal, and they're really big.
Mm-hmm.
They're really big and juicy. And when I realized, I'm like, guys, I paid $20 for a crystal like half the size of this and not nearly as pretty. But I wanted people to experience them. So
that's so cool.
But I really have gotten such good feedback from people who are like, I wasn't into this. The first kit has helped people sleep a lot better.
Really?
And I was like, a lot of people are like,
Which kit should I get? The first, the second, or the New Year's one?
There's two. Well, the first one was the top five.
Oh, okay.
Like her top five, that crystal's healer's top five. And then this one is all about manifestation for the new year. And so either one is amazing.
Maybe I should buy both. Can I buy both? Will they both work?
Yes, you can get both. And if you buy both, it's $33. So it's like $5 off if you get both.
That's awesome. I'm excited. Actually, I'm going to go buy them.
And they come, and I put a free stick of Palo Santo in so you can sage your whole place. And Palo Santo smells really good. It doesn't, to me, sage smells like sort of musty, but Palo Santo smells really fresh. And some people just have it in their car, just as like air freshener. But I really, really hope that you guys like it. And people are like, I had to stop taking my sleeping pills, or I got to stop taking as many sleeping pills because it's helped me sleep.
I've been having trouble sleeping.
And I'm like, oh, great. Can you give me your sleeping pills since my crystals are helping you?
I actually need that. I've been having trouble sleeping, and I never had before, so I'm going to go buy those. And by I'm going to, my mom, who's staying with me, is going to buy them for us.
But it's $19, and even if you don't believe in it, just try it out. I promise you. And try it out. I haven't had anybody say, like, I regret buying this.
Mm-hmm.
I've only had people being like, I really didn't believe in this at first, but after listening to the podcast, I thought I'd try it out. And they've changed my life so much, and they're really pretty.
I'm so excited for you. That is really cool. I was so proud of you when I saw you that you were doing that. I was like, that's just, you found something that you love and that you're into, and you made a business around it to help other people. Like, it's just really cool. That's how people become really successful, is finding something they love and, you know, trying to make money off of it.
I mean, I never thought I'd be selling crystal. And then if I did, I'm like, well, teeth, you know, having my teeth is very important to me. So I can't sell crystal meth.
Yeah.
That is the second best that changes people's lives.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this one seems more legal. Although you were a birdseed stealer. So, I mean, a slippery slope for you. Okay. Well, where can everyone find you on Instagram and Twitter and your podcast? I mean, we've said it many times, but.
You can follow me on Twitter at AnnabelleLee417. You can follow me on Instagram at Annabelle DeSisto. Ooh, I'm so excited because now I get to post pretty thin pictures of us.
Ooh.
To promote the podcast.
Do we? I don't have makeup on really right now.
Oh no, not from today. Oh God, no. I mean, getting to post like, you know, throwback Thursday is like throwback thin day. You know, when you,
yes. Do we have good ones?
When you get to choose pictures of you when you were thin.
We might have a good Halloween one.
Oh yeah. Do you see how, I mean, you can go to my page and you see how many times I post Halloween pictures.
Okay, good. We'll do that.
Yeah, I use any excuse. Oh, yay.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Well, you can go to my Instagram, Annabelle DeSisto. My podcast is AdderallCompliments.com, and Rachel's going to be on it. And thank you so much for letting me do your podcast. I'm so proud of you.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, Drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi. Cosi.org.
What if one face serum could tackle blackheads, dullness, and fine lines? PowerTrip Exfoliating Facial Serum by Verify Skincare has proven it can. This biotech-powered formula combines gentle exfoliation with deep hydration to transform your skin. No dryness, no irritation. With clinically tested ingredients like lactic acid and phytospherics technology, it's all about real results. Upgrade your routine with PowerTrip by Verify Skincare. Visit VerifySkincare.com to start your order today. 100% money-back guarantee and free gifts with purchase. Verify Skincare. Clean. Simple. Powerful.